Piggy's right, Ralph. There's you and Jack. Go on being chief. We're all drifting and things are going rotten. At home there was always a grown-up. Please, sir. Please, miss. And then you got an answer. How I wish. I wish my auntie was here. I wish my father. Oh, what's the use? Keep the fire going. The dance was over, and the hunters were going back to the shelters. Grown-ups know things, said Piggy. They ain't afraid of the dark. They'd meet and have tea and discuss. Then things would be all right. They wouldn't set fire to the island or lose. They'd build a ship. The three boys stood in the darkness, striving unsuccessfully to convey the majesty of adult life. They wouldn't quarrel, or break my specs, or talk about a beast. If only they could get a message to us, cried Ralph desperately. If only they could send us something grown up, a sign or something. A thin wail out of the darkness chilled them and set them grabbing for each other. Then the wail rose, remote and unearthly, and turned to an inarticulate gibbering. Percival Wemyss Madison, of the Vicarage Harcourt St. Anthony, lying in the long grass, was living through circumstances in which the incantation of his address was powerless to help him.
Well, that meeting definitely didn't go the way Ralph planned. He was hoping to set up a few rules and get the other boys to follow them. And he wanted to calm down the little kids and make them see that their beast isn't real. But when the boys started talking about the beast, the meeting went out of control. Now the younger kids are more scared than ever, and Ralph knows they're too upset to obey any rules. Jack doesn't plan to obey the rules either. He just doesn't care about them anymore. Ralph thinks he might want to quit being chief, but Piggy begs him not to. He thinks that if Jack takes over, the first thing he'll do is go after Piggy, whom he seems to hate more than anyone. I guess that's because the two of them are total opposites. Jack is strong and tough. Piggy is sickly and weak. Piggy wants the island to be as much like the grown-up world as possible. Jack wants anything but. Let's start chapter 6 at the top of page 95.